And welcome, 15 Minutes fams. Welcome to another 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室, 15 Minutes Live Podcast. This is the live podcast that's happening on Clubhouse every Monday, 9 p.m. as you guys are here. And for those of you who are new and for joining us the first time, you guys, please join our 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室 group. Okay, please join the group so you will get future notifications as we turn the rooms on. Okay, we'll be scheduling the rooms and we'll be turning them on usually on Mondays. And, you know, we will try and notify you guys before the time if we do reschedule. And if you don't know who we are 15minutes.today. 我们是通勤学英语的主持团队。 那通勤学英语呢其实是一个podcast 然后呢我们延伸到说现在在Clubhouse呢 来跟我们的通勤家族来一起互动 每天应该是不能说每天啦就是说每天有我们的节目 我们一个礼拜有三种不同的节目 然后呢这个Monday的晚上在Clubhouse这个是live 那大家现在虽然听到的是语音的live 可是我们通勤家族呢 也有在Facebook上跟YouTube上 也可以 同步，现在同步的，不能讲完全零秒同步啦， 好像有一个5 second or 15 second delay， 也同步的在我们这个Facebook的粉专， 还有在Live， 这个YouTube Live那边也可以看得到 我们现在的进行的过程。 那在那边呢， Paddy就会帮我们看到 回应那边的messages啦， 还有那边的回应啊， 按赞啊等等的。 所以欢迎大家呢， 不论是在Clubhouse这边呢， 这个参加我们的社群， 或者是说这个在我们参加我们的粉专啦， 或者是YouTube 都非常欢迎。 And click that like button, okay? 帮我们分享， 然后按赞， 这样子。 好， 那我们每周呢， 都会有一个主题。 那今天的主题就是 All the good and powerful Zoom meetings. Well, actually, I dug this up earlier. 跟大家分享一下， 我就稍早我就把 这个主题呢定出来的时候呢， 我看到了这个就是讲Zoom meeting， 因为最近真的做了非常非常多Zoom meeting， 然后虽然我们已经慢慢在缓了， 可是感觉Zoom meeting 还是开不完， 所以呢我就觉得说， 是不是要来讨论说， 我们来看看大家的Zoom meeting的experience是什么。 And also, I want to talk about all the powerful phrases you should be using today in your Zoom meetings. 我们今天在Zoom meeting呢， 就该用到这些非常非常好用的这些短句哦， 然后帮助大家明天就可以， 如果有开会的时候呢， 讲出来的东西就会非常非常的有同理心， 有包容， 然后又让大家觉得非常非常的愉快， 跟你开会这样子。 So, today we're going to be talking about the 7 powerful Zoom meeting phrases. So, 我已经定出来了嘛， 就是7个这样子。 And to start off, I think we got to, Petty and Angel, we got to talk about Zoom meetings nowadays. What's your observation? Are people enjoying Zoom meetings now?
They have no choice.
Why can't we use the word enjoy?
Why not?
Yes. Patty最近有没有觉得说大家Zoom meeting的状况渐入佳境这样， 就越来越习惯， 然后也蛮OK这样子做， 以前都很抗拒嘛。
为什么以前会很抗拒？
就不想要开镜头啊， 然后讲话尽量不讲话啊， 对不对？
不是啊，因为还是有些人的设备跟不上啊， 就是
设备跟不上，
现在只有笔电容易有镜头， 没有笔电， PC 还是没有人家常态性装一个 webcam 在那边。
True, I think that's true. But I think Zoom and Google Meet, and I see kids now, they actually online with their phones most of the time, 对不对？ 都是用手机比较多吧？
对对对对，
对嘛？ 现在Zoom跟Google Meet 那个老师开会或什么， 比如说开会或上课的那种， 就大家都用手机啊。 因为老师会点名嘛， 点名就会开嘛， 对不对？ 或者是老板会点名说， Can you turn on your camera? Yeah, let's turn on your cameras. 然后你就打开啊， 对。 就是说桌机的话， 可能不会特别去添购一个 webcam。 But if you're on your laptop or your phone, you're probably more okay with that. Or your iPad even, if you got an iPad or tablet or something. 对吧？所以我们的 device 这个部分可能这一我觉得去年应该是不容易，去年大家还在阵痛期嘛，对不对？ It's not easy. You gotta decide whether you really want to buy one or you should get one or don't get one, right? 就是去年你可能会很卡，你会觉得说哦，反正就是这个月疫情过了，可能就不需要这个东西了，对不对？可是没想到今年就会觉得 Oh, here it comes again, and then you really gotta buy the laptops or the webcams or whatever you need, 对不对？你的 internet 可能真的就要upgrade 了等等，这样子。那 Zoom meeting 现在大家开到这个状况呢，刚刚 Angel 有讲到说 Well, people have to, there's no choice. So, if you guys had a choice, would you prefer face-to-face meetings or Zoom meetings today?
I prefer Zoom meeting.
But you said you had no choice. It sounded like you hated Zoom meetings.
I don't hate that. I just have no choice. But
you just have no choice.
Getting used to it.
Getting used to it. So, yes. So you're sort of more inclined to go, rather have a Zoom meeting. 那 Patty 呢？ Patty 会觉得说，如果今天要面对面会议还是 Zoom 会议的话，会不会就比较倾向干脆线上会议开一开，比较省事？
如果很远的话
let's talk what if logistics is not a problem? 就交通不是一个问题。
交通是个问题啊。
Well, maybe it's not. Let's say it's not.
Maybe it's not.
Let's say it's not. 我们就 assume 说不是一个大了不起的问题。
如果交通不是问题的话，我会喜欢面对面。
You would prefer face to face. Okay. Okay.So I've actually encountered some people who told me, like, you know, for me, travel is never a problem. I go and visit my clients. You know, that's part of the deal of my service. 就是我通常都会去客户的办公室或什么的。然后他们现在呢会比较 prefer 我不要进去。他们会 prefer 说你有没有 Zoom? 我们就 Zoom 开会开一开。
Because of the social distance?
I don't know. Maybe it's COVID policy. Maybe it's social distancing. Maybe it's a variety of issues. But, you know, last year, this time, I have to tell you guys, you know, they asked me to go into the office. So, 去年这个时候呢，客户还会说，欸，你下礼拜你就来。所以我都不会，我都没有提，我有提说，hey, there's an option, right? I can do our meetings via Zoom. And they said, no, just come in. It's okay. It's not a big deal.And this year, now it's totally flipped, right? The situation flipped. So that's the thing I noticed about Zoom meetings. You know, more and more people seem to prefer it. I don't know why, but it looks like they prefer it. Personally, I still think there's some value to face-to-face. But again, you know, today with the COVID situation, why not? You know, I'm okay with Zoom. I don't have a problem. I'm down with it.No biggie. Yeah,、mm-hmm. 对不对？对方要求我用 Zoom, 那我何乐不为？ I'm happy to do it.
You know, for girls, you know, using the Zoom, there is a benefit. That there is a...
What benefit?
So-called a filter. So you don't have to wear the full makeup, attend the meeting. You don't have
us guys don't have this problem.
Yes. So you cannot feel the same way I
us
do.
Us guys don't have this problem. Our only problem is the filter isn't applied on our bodies. Right? 你知道那个 blurred background 应该是把人 blur 掉，不是要把 background blur 掉。That's our problem.
就这个 filter 也不错呢。
对，你知道 blurred background 是把你的 background 去 blur 掉，然后把你人变突出，对不 对,
对
所以这个对女生来说是没问题。那男生是那种like yeah really just blur me out, I don't care. 你看不到我 it's okay, it's not a big deal. Yes, sure, I totally understand that, and even today I still have male clients.Male students asking me if they should turn on their cameras or not. 就是男生其实不见得那么爱喜欢把 camera 打开。真的。
But if it's a meeting, it's necessary, right?
I don't know how they do it at work, but,、mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, I gotta survey it with the 15 Minutes fam. Is that how they work? because, you know, like a lot of, I notice ladies are okay, you know, turning on the cams. And then it's the guys who says, yeah, you know, like they're just lazy to turn on the cam. And I'm like, are you lazy or you just don't want to? I'm sort of trying to get a feel there. But anyways, so coming back to the Zoom meetings, okay, we are prone to Zoom meetings all the time now. 你看大家随便一讲就是那最好都是 Zoom meeting 嘛。那可是 Zoom meeting 就有几个 downsides, right? There's a few downsides to Zoom meetings because you don't see that much nonverbal cues, okay? You're looking into the camera, but you're not really staring at somebody else's screen, right? You're not really, the screens are generally very small if you do share screen and all that. So you're not really picking up all the nonverbal cues as if you were, as opposed to sitting in the same area, sitting in the same room. 所以在同一个空间的话，我至少对他的这个反应啊，或对这个微表情啊，或者是这个微动作这些都会比较敏感嘛。可是在 camera 就没有，它就是 2D, like you can only see the face. Maybe the face is not very clear depending on what camera you have, and you know lighting issue and all that. Okay, and some people you know like to show me their nostrils.对不对？有些人的那个角度就是照鼻孔给我看，那根本看不到他的脸到底有什么表情 ，right? You can only sort of hear it. Okay. And also, I picked up this article, from a staffing website. 他们专门在做外派的、哦、派遣工的这个部分，然后是专门做科技业的这块。So it's very interesting how they've given advice. Okay, on seven.Actually, this article had 10. I just cut out a few that I thought it's sort of given, right? I just nothing special 的，我就把它砍掉了。其实有他们本来原文里面是有十个啦 ，but I chose 7 for us to talk about, and I rearranged the order a little bit as well. So great. Let's talk about the first one, okay? And Angel, would you kindly read the first one for us?Yes, the first powerful phrase.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. Why do you think this is a powerful phrase? Is this a powerful phrase?
Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. How powerful is it?
It shows your appreciation and your welcome.
Okay, so out of 10, how important would this be to you think, in all the Zoom meetings you've had?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Like, you must say this.
You must say this. Just like, hi, hello.
Okay. Petty, what do you say? Just thanks for being here. 这个你觉得这个是必要的吗？在 Zoom meeting 里面。还是 thank you, bye.
是需要的、啊。
是需要的。
是需要的。
Okay.、嗯、因为 Angel 说刚刚实薪里面他觉得是实薪 out of
实薪。
应该是给他实薪。才对，必讲的。必讲的词。那 Petty 觉得给几薪？
也是实薪。
实薪，这必须讲。那这个呢 let's have a little discussion quickly. 我们就讨论一下。Thanks for being here. Should this phrase be used in the beginning of the meeting or at the end of the meeting? How would you use it? 你们会怎么用呢？在开场的时候就用，还是在结尾的时候用？
开场。
开场。
I will use it,
In the beginning of the meeting.
In opening, yeah.
Opening. Okay.Great. In the opening. It's more powerful in the opening. 那人都快走了，你说 thanks for being there. And like, yeah, thank you. Right?
It's not... You have nothing to say. You just want to put everybody out of the room.
不是，可能都已经，可能那个人已经按红，那个 red button, right? He's already logged out.
Yeah.
He's like, bing! He didn't hear anything.You know, 这个 Zoom meeting 因为有些我最近碰到一个老同事，应该老客户，他就说他几乎是半天就挂在 Zoom 上面，然后他就是因为他是 Senior Manager, 所以呢他几乎半天就是他的那个他的 meeting schedule 就是一直定下去嘛，所以他就是人走了人进来，人走了人进来，他就是一直挂在那里没有动。那他也不能去接电话或干嘛，因为有些那个 meeting 几乎就是他是 senior manager, 是几乎不是他在 host, 就要他要 make input。
哦。
所以他几乎就挂在那里，他是都没有动，就是不能动，然后你也不能干嘛，就是一直挂在那里 ,and people come in and out of the room. Okay. So in the beginning, I would say yes, thanks for being here shows that appreciation, tells your colleagues or your seniors or your supervisors and, you know, just thanking them for their time. So it's the same thing when you talk to your clients, thanking them for their time. 就是谢谢他们的时间这个部分，就是谢谢他们的参与。在这个一开始的开会的时候呢，这个讲会让大家那个缓和那个气氛。It's good for that atmosphere, right?It's good for that atmosphere. And if you're the first to say it, or if you're one of the early guys to say it, it shows that, you know, you are the friendly guy. You know, your smile is great, but, you know, thanks for being here. And hello, everybody. How are you? Being energetic in the opening is great. Will help set the tone for the meeting. So thanks for being here. Okay. And they say Zoom fatigue.Is very real. 就是大家开这个 Zoom 会议开到都已经累了，都乏了。Zoom fatigue is very real. I was reading an article about Zoom fatigue a few days ago, and psychologists are actually studying this. They are studying Zoom fatigue. Can you believe it? It's a research now. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Zoom fatigue. Yeah.So, to overcome Zoom fatigue or to build a better environment in the Zoom meetings, thanks for being here. It's very powerful. So, 10 out of 10 from all of us, okay? And 15 Minutes Fan, 我们通勤家族呢有觉得有还有别的想法的话，等一下欢迎呢我们你来分享的时候呢可以我们等一下开放分享的时候呢就欢迎你来讨论一下是不是你也给实心呢想一下齁。So the next one, let's go petty. The next phrase.
Tell me more about that.
Tell me more about that. Okay, petty. So how important is this phrase in Zoom meetings? How many stars out of 10? 即兴呢
七。
Seven stars. Why?
因为
not so important，
要看谁是主讲啊。就是如果他不是的话，就也不一定要跟他说。
哦、oh, ，所以就是说，如果你是主讲的话，还是你是主讲的话，应该说这句；还是不是主讲的话，应该说这句。
哎、欸，我是主讲的话，可能可是，我们如果是访谈别人的话，才有可能讲这个。如果不是的话，
啊、，OK，OK，Yes，、okay. that's more likely the situation. Yeah，、It depends on whose information you want to get.
Yep.
Okay. So if my information is not particularly important, then yeah, I'll shut up, and you can tell me more about that. 那个闭嘴嘛，对不对？你就少说一点哈。这个也 okay. I think that applies. I think seven stars. I would also give it about seven stars. I would say eight stars because there's a reason why I would prioritize something like this. Angel, how about you? How many stars for tell me more about that?
I think around seven and eight. Yes.
Seven, eight-ish. Okay.
Yes.
And、mm-hmm. and how would you use it?
Because it shows your interest, and then that it indicates that you are really listening.
Ah, right? There we go.
And then it will give the speakers a nicer vibe.
Yes.、Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So here's the thing. Nobody likes to hear other people talk. Everybody likes to hear themselves talk. It's psychologically proven. 就心理学呢已经有印证说其实人对自己的声音比较 sensitive. 比较有记忆力。
嗯、
yeah. 听别人的呢其实很容易忘记。可是听自己呢比较不容易 So that being our human nature, right? 就是人性就是如此 So when you tell the other person or the other persons, it could be many people, right? Tell me more about that. Can you explain to me? Can you clarify that? Or, you know, that's super interesting. Can you tell me more? It helps to...build that vibe, that meeting vibe, like you are really paying attention, like Angel says, and also that you appreciate their input. 如果有一个人呢在 Zoom meeting 就一直讲一直讲一直讲一直讲然后都不 care 别人在讲什么的时候 okay, you know, 80% of our meetings are like that, I know. 好，就是老板一直讲一直讲一直讲，然后他根本不管员工想什么，员工想讲什么。Yeah, you know, there's Zoom, you get more Zoom fatigue. 你就疲乏了，就是每次一进去，对不对？老板就先训话训个三个小时，那你就先脑袋先 log out, 对不对？所以呢，在这个时候呢，如果是这个会议是比较热络的那种 ，Oh, you tell me about that. Oh, now you, you know, can I just, you know, add something there? 等等的这种方式有来有往的，会让那个 Zoom 的感觉会更顺畅。然后呢，感觉大家更热络，而不是就是 one way 一直在这个单方向的这个吸收哈。然后那个就很容易陷入到 Zoom fatigue. So tell me more about that. Is more about,you know, just opening the floor, opening your arms and creating that openness, you know, being open-minded. Tell me more about that. That's great. 就算不是非常重要的东西，你这样子讲，对方也会 appreciate. 他会在你下次讲话的时候呢，他也会非常认真的聆听你到底在说些什么。So that's definitely one thing to consider about. Do you have to use this in all Zoom meetings? I would say not. That's why I gave it 8 stars. 就是我跟 Patty 跟 Angel 都觉得七八星左右啦。那是因为你不见得每个 meeting 都要这样做。可是呢，如果是那种比如说八人会议啊等等的，这个如果时间允许的话，tell me more about that. That's super cool. 然后在 brainstorming 的时候，这个就会有来有往，会创造一个非常好的氛围哦。You want to create that team building atmosphere, you know? All right, moving on. Angel, next phrase.
My apology for interrupting. Please continue.
Please continue. So the key word here is apologies for interrupting. Interrupting. Sorry for interrupting. Please continue. Yes. All right. So how many stars? How useful is this?
It's very useful. 11 out of 10.
Why? Do you interrupt everybody all the time?
No, I will mute myself.
You mute?
I'm not a speaker.
Okay.
So even when I want to say this, I will type it in the chat. I won't speak it out. I won't say it out.
Okay. Yeah, you won't unmute yourself and start speaking, right?
Yes.
Only when you are given the mic.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Patty, my apologies for interrupting. Please continue. How useful would you think this is in a Zoom meeting?
我不能理解这句话什么意思。
OK, 所以在 Zoom meeting 的时候，他这个想解释就是说，在 Zoom meeting 的时候，其实很多人啊，就是快嘴嘛，对不对？就抢话，快嘴。然后呢，很多时候就是，要不然你说啦，这样子。他的态度会是这样、要不然你说啦，这样。那所以呢，他们的建议是说 ，OK, you know, you should, you know, if that happens, if you talk over somebody, if that occasion starts, you know, if people are just fighting for the mic, you go ahead and say, hey, it's my apologies for interrupting. Please continue. You guys go ahead. 就请他继续这样子。对，他的 situation 是这样。不是没事就要讲这个话，因为还没有被别人打断，然后就说 My apologies for interrupting， 那是谁打断你？那会吓到，对不对？你跟谁 Zoom call 了？
就是意思是我们现在三个人在讲，
对。然后有时候我们快嘴嘛，我们讨论啊，很热络啊，对不对？然后 ，you know，if you happen to talk over somebody，you should step up and say，oh sorry for interrupting，I apologize for interrupting，you guys please continue。
哦，不是说就是。突然有背景音出来，可能宝宝哭啦，还是电话响之类的。
Okay, so that would apply as well. But here's the thing: most people know by now, I think, that they should mute themselves.
Oh yes.
就是去年可能会有这种状况，就是宝宝在哭啊，突然有什么什么这个，然后你去年是这样，就是他们通常会有一个 chairman， 那个会议主席就会说，哦 ，would you please kindly 在会议之前的时候就是说 ，please kindly mute your mics and only unmute yourselves when you're ready to talk。他们去年会是这样，会建议会议主席这样子去进行。OK， 所以呢现在越来越少那种，就是你知道有人麦就是一直放着，然后后面音乐一直就会有音乐啊，然后有人走来走去啊，然后这个夫妻吵架啦，小孩在哭啦等等的这种状况。所以这个应该是 talking over somebody， 就是我们在日落讨论，我们已经就是很习惯这种 Zoom meeting 的时候，然后我们讨论啊，然后就会插话，或者是想要 talk over one another 这样子。那这个时候 they recommend you to take the initiative and say, oh, whoa, my apologies for interrupting. You guys continue, and then you go back to what you want to say later. Yes.
Oh, is this situation?
Yes. Yes. So this, in a way, is to make yourself a little bit more aware of what you're doing. 就是我们很习惯，比如说在会议室里面啊，我们比如说很熟了，所以我们就啦啦啦啦。可是在 Zoom meeting 呢，这样子抢话的时候呢，其实让其他的第三方听众、第四方听众其实是参与者是不，就是不容易的，就是很忙，他很乱、嗯。对，所以呢，他的建议是说 ，you should step up and say apologies for interrupting, please continue, and then you add your point later. You add your two cents later. 到你之后找到空档，你再回来补充都可以。Okay, so don't talk over other people. 就是这样子 ，right?
Oh, right.
Okay.
因为在 Zoom meeting 里面很难去看到大家的 reaction， 很难，
yes.
很容易就会抢话这样。
And there could be a delay too in the audio.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. 所以 P 觉得呢，这个，你有发现你的 Zoom meeting 会这样吗？还是大家都听你讲比较多？Yes, sir
還。还好，
抢话比较没有了，对不对？
不太会抢话，对啊，我都会等人家讲完再说。
True, 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 true。对，
还是 P 都是那个说 apology accepted 的人。
I forgive you 直接讲
、欸、我就直接把他 mute 掉了，
怎么办？
对，
因为你是 admin， 那个人就不见了，这样子就是啊，废话，按掉。OK, so this is something to think about. If you know, I tend to be like a little bit like this. I tend to, you know, I've got lots of things going on in my mind. 就是我脑子里面可能有很多东西在讲，那有时候会 talk over somebody. So I gotta remind myself. I gotta say, oh, my apologies for interrupting. You guys continue, and I'll just come back to my point later. 这样子，那让整个会议比较顺畅。这样子。So personally, I think it depends on the person. So for me, I would place it again 8 stars. I need to remind myself to do this. I think you guys are fine. You guys don't have this problem.
Guess I'm always muting myself.
Mute yourself. 不是啦, no, you can mute yourself, but it's not to, you know, really mute yourself. You understand what I mean? Like, you still gotta, you know, there's the opposite of that. Some people who mute themselves all the time at the meetings, then they sort of disappear, right? They're not there. They're not
actually,
present.
They're not in the Zoom.
Yes. You know, they're not showing any interest or initiative. So no, that's technically bad. But you got to find the right timing to go, you know, to unmute yourself and say, hey, you know, can I just quickly add to what Peter said? You know, that is what you need to do. You know, when you're the type of person who mute and unmute the whole time. 如果你平常都是静音啊，然后久久你就要刷一下存在感，然后就说 can I add to what Peter just said?就是你直接这样切进来，
那个 timing
很重要。That timing has to be immaculate. It has to be perfect. So you gotta find the right timing. 就是偶尔刷刷存在感就好了，剩下就可以 unmute， 对不对？就可以 mute yourself。对，可是重点时间就要赶快 unmute 这样。对，那当然，如果有那个主席的时候，有那种会议主席的话，他当然会 call， you know, the chairman of the meeting usually calls on people and say, do you have any more input, blah, 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 and you know, what do you think, Angel, so on and so forth, just to make sure everybody contributed to the meeting. But that doesn't always happen. That's not always the case. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I noticed Zoom meetings, there's no real host or chairman to chair the meeting. It's just like, oh, hello, and then people start talking, and then thank you, okay, got it, bye. And that's it. You know, it's like a telephone call almost. Yeah, so it's not done that professionally or formally, not for many companies.
And it's more efficient than the actual one-on-one meeting.
Technically, it should be. Mm-hmm. It should be. There's no, well, if it's not more efficient than one-on-one meetings, then, you know, that's not a Zoom call.
Yeah.
That's a different concept. All right. So I would say this applies to me a little bit more as opposed to Angel and Petty. All right. We can move on now. So the next one. Yes. Angel, take it away.
Okay. You did a great job. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. You did a great job. That was fantastic. Wonderful job. Good job. So on and so forth. So this is about complimenting your colleagues or complimenting your team or people you work with. All right. How important is this in Zoom meetings?
Again, I think it's a 10.
You have to do that.
Yes.
So during the meeting, you got to find the right timing to say, wow, you know, fantastic job there. I really like what you did.
PowerPoint, yes. Make excellent points.
Yes.
And then I mute myself again.
Okay. That's a good tip. That's a good tip. You know, always come in either with a compliment, either with appreciation. So people know, you know, you're really listening in. And you're really paying attention and you know where. But remember, with the compliments, you have to be on point. Right?
Exactly.
You can't. Yeah. You know, for Peter, you said, okay, oh, Peter, great presentation. And then Jack does his presentation and you say, hey, Jack, great presentation. And then people will know, like, you've only got great presentation, right? Just need to say this.
Great presentation.
你就词穷了，这不能词穷啊！所以我们在 compliment 的时候呢，在这个赞赏别人的时候，这件事呢一定要很 on point. You have to be very specific. 你可以说 ，Oh, I love your colors. They are amazing, right? I love the colors on your presentation slides. They are brilliant. Okay, I love your colors, or I like the way you explained that point. 你刚刚解释那个重点，哦，真的非常好。 等等的，就这种小小的东西， 大家就会觉得说, you are really paying attention. You're not just complimenting for the sake of complimenting. 就是比较比普通的刷存在感还好一点点的感觉。为了赞美而赞美。 Yeah. Like, good job. Yay. You go, man. 这样子，那这个, you don't need that, really. You know, you don't really need a pep talk. But if you compliment people the right way and be specific about it, it does you wonders. It creates a good vibe. In the meeting. Yes. Pets, what do you think? Petty 觉得这种赞赏团队的或者是这个组员的这种感觉。那不应付的会是怎么做？不应付的赞赏。不应付的赞赏。对。我们该怎么做？如果这种的太应付了。 我们还有什么不应付的方式？还是其实Patty不会赞赏，他会不赞赏。 Sir, yes, sir. I'll give you 20 push-ups, sir. 不是变军队了嘛，对不对？这个军队里面才没有赞赏，对不对？做都是应该的。好，那这个很这个，Yeah，Patty，所以我们我跟Patty就会变成就是所谓的那个old style 的 management。 我们就会被诟病的就是老式的管理法，现在管理法要爱的管理。
Do your best.
Do your best. Give me your best. I don't see it. 哦，对，就变成抢救莱恩大兵的那种就不行了，对不对？所以我跟佩里都比较old style management. So, compliments are nice, but again, you got to be careful in over complimenting people. You know, some people can't really take compliments. 有些人呢，他就觉得飘飘然了嘛，你开始赞赏他就飘飘然了，然后他就大头症啊等等的，对不对？ Then they get overboard, and so it's tricky. It's tricky, but But, you know, to sort of pat your team members on the back. 就给他们一种那种爱的鼓励啊，组员的相互鼓励这种。比较不是那种哦，老板说的是，老板说的棒哦，老板 great job 这样子，那个就又不一样的感觉，对不对？可就是互相组员呢，在这个困难的时间，感觉比较有 camaraderie， 比较有那种友善，就大家是一团队的那种感觉。You know, we are a team. You know, thanks for the great work, and I really loved what you did. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you soon, man. 那种感觉就是我们两个是互相的这样子。Don't worry, you did great. 这样子。这种感觉，就最近佩里也看很多 NBA 嘛，对不对？所以这个 NBA Final 里面就有这种哇，那个 up and down 啊，那种大家一下子那个士气鼓不起来，然后你就看到那个团队长啊在那边，对不对？哦，很多 pep talk 啊等等的 ，that's sort of what we're trying to do here. The compliments, okay? So you gotta find something worth complimenting.Okay, creating that vibe. 所以到跟这个第一个 point 来说呢 ,thanks for being here. It's also about showing appreciation and, you know, like I got your back. Like we good. Okay, so it's almost like that. I would say, again, something like an 8. You want to do it when you can, but again, you have to be on point. So, you know, 8 out of 10. 就八颗星差不多。不用每次都讲，可是你总是找会需要找特别去找机会。如果不擅长去赞赏别人的人呢，就可以说哦，我真的很蛮喜欢这个。Yeah, I've learned something today. Thank you. 那他就会觉得哇，对不对？也是不错的，这样子。Okay. So, Peds, the next one, the next two phrases. 我们下一个是
Why don't you go ahead and take this one?
Why don't you go ahead and take this one? 就让你先啦，我们为何不从你开始呢？我们就从你开始这样子 Okay. So this is slightly different. This is not between colleagues. This is more like from supervisor to someone else. 所以这可能是你的职位呢比其他的参与者还高阶一点。然后你这样子去说 why don't you guys go ahead and take this one? Why don't you go ahead? 就让他们去这个站在这个镁光灯下面，这样子有一点点这个意味，让他们开头，或者让他们 open， 或让他们结尾这样子，或让他们给 summary 啊等等的，给他们机会去在这个 Zoom meeting 里面呢有一席之地的那种感觉。不要 always mute， you don't always mute your team members， you let them shine， you let them， hey， why don't you take this one？就不用我们自己一直讲，我们主管级的人一直在自己讲，而是诶到处去 pass along. So I would say this is more, personally, I would say if I look at this from the perspective of creating or hosting a meeting with good vibes, this is like a 10 out of 10 for me. 这个如果是从一个主席的角度去主持这个会议，然后让大家有一个好的这个氛围的时候呢，我觉得这个是10 out of 10。You know, you let everybody have a chance to shine. Don't just let one person or the more senior person keep talking and then just wear everybody out. That's not what the Zoom meeting is for. 不是每个人都很喜欢听教，就说教这样子，对不对？所以呢，就是如果你是主席，或者是你有一定的职位的话，你可以 you can pass the mic around and let everybody make their input, no matter how big or small, so they feel part of the Zoom meeting. P, 你们的 Zoom meeting 会 pass around 吗？
会吧。对啊，
会哈。那会有一个主席去说，哎，那我们再来就听，比如说听 Patty 的意见这样子，然后他会把麦丢来丢去这样子，给不同的人。Mm-hmm.会嘛，齁，你们也是有安排一个主席嘛。So that's the more professional formal way of doing it. Some meetings, you know, people just join five people and they just talk over each other, 就比较乱啦。If you do that, it just gets a little messy. It's very lack of coordination. So it's always best to get somebody or nominate a host or an MC or, sorry, not an MC, more like a meeting chairman, somebody to just pass the mic around.Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and take this one? 就是你让这个比较在主持的方面可以蛮有帮助的。 Okay, and the last one. Yes, Angel, take it away.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate what?
You're participating.
Your participation. I appreciate your participation. 谢谢你今天的参与。能不谢谢他吗？
一定要谢谢的。
Okay, so I think these, I read this and I thought, okay, participation is one thing. What else do we need to thank people for? Why are we thanking them?
Because they have point out some of their excellent idea.
Yes, there we go. So I think this coincides with you, the compliment, you did a great job. 所以呢当我们今天没有什么好特别赞赏的时候就是 I really appreciate your presentation. That was, you know, good learning from, you know, from your, from my side. 你可以这样子去解释就是你诶、欸、我真的蛮谢谢你刚刚这样点出来这个东西这个还蛮重要的我觉得。你没有提出来我真的不知道。That's also a way of complimenting and appreciating somebody. So,You know, if obviously, if it's really on point, then you say, oh, I really appreciate that point you made just now. Thank you. 那这个部分就是不管是你的资讯啊它的 input 啦等等或 participation, it helps. It helps. It's just as good and as important as compliments, I think. So I would say this is definitely 9 or 10 star for me. Angel, what do you say? Do you use this often?
I use it often, and it's a good closure for a meeting, right? I appreciate everybody's attendance and all your brilliant ideas, and thanks for the meeting. Bye.
And then you're halfway through your closing, and everybody's locked out already, right?
Yes, again.
So halfway in your closing, everybody's locked out. Bing, bing, bing. Thank you. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
就是那个萤幕从五格变成一格，只剩下你，然后你还在那边念那个 closing 这样。
然后我的脸就变得很大，因为只有我一个。
P, 你们的会议会那个感谢大家的参与吗？这个都是通常谁说？那个主席吗？
对啊，
都是主席说，对不对？其他人都不会说那个，或者是不会再
说，很奇怪吧？
也不会说在结尾说哦谢谢那个佩里今天的那个什么、今天给的那个资讯啊什么的这样子都不会对不对就主席谢谢大家那大家就散会这样。
嗯哼
通常是这样对对对。可能有些情况下呢像比如说那种 in departmental meeting, 自己小组的那种会议可能就比较容易讲这个啦。就说诶、欸、那上个礼拜谢谢你帮我 cover 一下这样或什么的等等的。可以再让这个会议就是 departmental meeting 可以更有那种团队的感觉 Yes But I know, you know, sometimes you're doing it for show 就是有时候只是为了就是跟大家交好对不对上班嘛总是 you know, we don't want to make enemies
Yes
Yes So appreciating others and complimenting others that's just not only for the vibes 不是只是为了氛围哦而是为了就是诶我们互相有一定的这种信任度啦对不对认同感、
right.
对不对、mm-hmm. 认同感信任度 You know, I really loved your presentation there I appreciated you know, you mentioning me in the email Thank you And you know, I'll see you next weekSo that's great, you know, that's great, great for closing. And even for opening, sometimes it's great. You know, I appreciate everybody's attendance. I know it's very difficult to get you guys in your busy schedule to come and join this meeting. You know, you can also show your appreciation very early on in the meeting. 这是可以的啦，不见得每次在 end of meeting 讲这个。对，一开始在 meeting 前讲，有时候有，就是也是一种方式，大家可以考虑看看。那我们今天呢就讲这个七个 powerful phrases. Let me quickly recap. Thanks for being here. Tell me more about that. My apologies for interrupting. Please continue. You did a great job on the last project. Why don't you go ahead and take this one? I appreciate that. Okay. 所以呢今天我们这七大的会议用词呢明天大家可以思考有没有把这些可不可以加进去啊然后让大家这个跟客户啦或者是跟同事之间的互动呢会更加融洽一点齁。 So you guys can definitely think about that. And I'm sure you guys, I just checked the room chat. Yes, and Sarah says she's very glad to hear that we explained the point. Okay, Sarah, anytime. You are more than welcome. So we're going to open the floor now to our 15 minutes fan. 我就给我们的通勤家族呢，这个时候就是来分享的时间啦。因为今天我们讲到七个这个 phrases 哦，那可能大家的 Zoom meeting 的遭遇的 experience 是不一样的。Maybe you have a different Zoom meeting experience to us, to myself, to Pity, to Angel. So feel free to come and, you know, raise your hand and come and tell us your Zoom meeting experience, as well as do you use any of these phrases a lot? And do you think you will be using any of them? You know, these are just some great phrases for us tonight. Maybe you can think about when you can use them, or if you have any questions, please.You guys are welcome to raise your hand. 所以我们就开放我们的 floor 给 I'm just going to open the floor to our 15 minutes fam. I'm going to throw a couple of invites around. You guys are welcome to come and talk about your Zoom meeting experience and also the powerful phrases wherever you will be using them. All right. And here you go. I'm just going to quickly... Oh, here's Jean. Haven't seen you for a while, Jean.Nicole, Claire, Sarah, Chen, Yifang, Mei, Rong, CT, how are you guys doing? And Jasmine, hello. Yes. Let me just quickly... You guys know how to raise your hand, right? Yeah. 这个可以举手来欢迎来跟我们聊聊大家的 Zoom meeting experience. Okay. Here, I see your hand and...There we go. And here's, and I see Jasmine also raised her hands. Nice. Okay, we got Sarah, Jean, and Jasmine online with us. And you guys are welcome to keep raising your hands. You know, we're definitely open to listening to all sorts of experiences. 我们就听大家的觉得今天这七句 powerful 里面呢，有哪句是对自己可以拿去偷用的。You guys are welcome. Yes, Sarah, how are you?
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Yes.
Thanks for inviting me.
You are more than welcome. And yes, so Sarah, out of the seven, let's start off. Out of the seven phrases today, which phrase would you think you'll be using tomorrow?
Maybe I will use the one that is, why don't you go ahead and take this one?
Oh, why don't you go ahead and take this one? Okay.
Yes, because I work at an American company.
Okay.
And yes, we do have a lot of teams meeting. Mm-hmm.
Interdepartmental meetings, inter-team meetings, right? Between teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we use a lot of phrases a lot. And I think this...
Americans
this
love it.
Is very... I think this phrase is very common that everyone will say it.
Yes. So, yes.
But I find out this one, I never said it before. So
you've never used it before. Great.
Yes, I never used it.
New vocabulary.
Before,
so. Great. You got to start stealing some of these things. You got to steal a few good phrases for yourself.
Yeah. So I think I learned a lot today. Thanks for your...
You're welcome. Yes. You know,
brilliant talk.
Thank you. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah. I really appreciate the compliment. You see, there we go. You know, a compliment here and there doesn't hurt, right? 我就不会觉得说、yeah. oh, Sarah is just saying a compliment for the sake of saying it. 就是她为了要赞赏大家而赞赏，对不对？所以就有时候就很自然，像 Sarah 这样子，就是你知道有时候我们会觉得很突兀，说为什么要去特别去想一个点去赞赏他？哇，脑筋好紧哦，然后头快冒烟了等等的。You know, you gotta chill and you just gotta be friendly. You know,
yeah,
person to person. All right.
Yes.
So don't take it too seriously. Like, oh, I really like the way you did your presentation. You know, I'm definitely going to steal a few phrases there. 这一种很简单的这样子的赞赏呢，其实也会让你的团队队友觉得说，哎，你就是让他们觉得他是很有趣的人。那他就会觉得说 Oh, you are really paying attention. Alright, so Sarah, fantastic point there. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and your Zoom meeting experience, would you like to share a little bit with us? The good, bad, and the ugly? Do you have any Zoom meeting experience you would like to share with us? The good, bad, or the ugly? All good, I hope.
I think it's good.
Oh, good.
They're good. Yeah, because we are talking about, you know, in the meeting, you have to focus on the policy, mm-hmm. the company policy, and yeah, you have to focus on something you are work at. So,
all right.
So it's very kind of the meeting will be very serious.
Okay.
And yeah, very professional one.
Do you feel you have Zoom fatigue? I'm curious about that because it sounds like you do a lot of Zoom meetings.
We use MS Teams.
Yeah, well, same.
Yeah,
do you feel like you got team fatigue? Microsoft Teams fatigue. Like you're tired of it. Like it's pressuring you and you don't feel good about it.
I'm tired of online meeting because I prefer face-to-face meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, we are all tired of online meeting because, you know, if you want to really communicate with someone,
yeah,
you would like to see maybe their expression.
Yes.
And their gesture.
For sure.
Like, yeah. So I'm tired of online meeting. So
do you feel the pressure to like really observe people over the screen? Do you find the need that you have to sort of focus on their screen and sort of tell the signs, the nonverbal cues and the gestures and all that?
Yeah, I am tired of them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a mild symptom of Zoom fatigue. That's what they're researching into. Because according to the articles I read, Zoom fatigue is like a part of Zoom fatigue starts off when you feel like you're forced to observe, to like really focus on the small screen and observe other people's nonverbal cues and or other cues. And that becomes a distraction. And that's a telltale sign of you getting Zoom fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting distracted. You know, you're spending 30% of your focus on, you know, did that come off right? How did that guy respond? You know, you're just looking at a little screen there.
Yeah.
So very mild Zoom fatigue there. Yes. Well, hanging there, Sarah, you know, we have to see the end of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Great for sharing with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, let's move on to Jean. Haven't seen you in a while, Jean. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hello.
Yes. So, Jean, tell us about your Zoom meeting experience.
Okay. I would like to share a word that we usually use, but not Ooh. On the list.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Shoot. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, when we finish the meeting,
yeah.
Let me just say, okay, let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day.
Yes, they were finished with this sentence.
Yes.
And then, okay, bye-bye.
Are you happy with that closing? With that closer? Let's call it a day.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes. So, 通常呢，我们在 closing 的时候 ，let's call it a day 是就是老板收摊，就是收摊的意思啦。所以通常会是主席或者是somebody more senior. Yeah. So you know, somebody more senior says, "Okay, guys, I think that's a wrap, and let's call it a day." Okay. 那另外一种讲法是 that's a wrap, 就是拍戏结尾的时候收尾了，就是 that's a wrap 也可以这样讲。 然后 let's call it a day 这个也是算就是他们 Hollywood 在拍戏的时候，就是他们一整天拍戏很累嘛。然后呢，就是到 director 结束了之后才能说 yes. oh let's call it a day 就是今天就到此为止吧，这样子。所以通常，you know 通常这个都是要比如说主席啦，或者是有 supervisor， yeah， yes，
right，
通常是这样 ，but you know for closing definitely。 Definitely, yes. So you can add a little bit of the compliment and thanking everybody or the summarizing. 通常啦，可以在 ending 之前，就是说 let's call it a day 之前，可以加一些 summarizing 啦，或 conclusion 啦，或者是 recap，可以帮助大家再回顾一下今天 meeting 的讨论的重点。然后再说 okay, thank you very much, you guys. I think you know we have made great progress. You guys have done well. Jean, thanks for the great input. Angel, thank you for being so, you know, beautiful. And then Patty, thank you for being so smart. And let's call it a day. 他可能可以这样子，就是这样子去结尾，你的 closing 就很丰富。
Right.
Okay. So Jean, that's definite one that you can make use of. You can build on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And Jean, what about your Zoom meeting experience? How are the Zoom meeting experience recently?
Well, I think it's really convenient and I'm...
You're loving
I'm
it.
I'm really enjoying it. Yes, because most of the time we're doing experiment and then it's not easy for us, like you have a meeting in the middle of your experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we will just wearing a headphone and then you just do the experiment and the Zoom meeting at the same time.
Oh, multitasking.
Yeah, multitasking.
So allowing you to multitask. Okay.
Well,
so you can continue with your work at the same time, join the meeting.
Yes.
Cool.
Especially when it's not from our domain. Like, this is not hold for our department.
Okay.
Maybe this is the issue that hold for maybe other team.
Okay.
And then we just an attendance, then we can just listen where they are,
cool.
what they are discussing, and
nice.
We just do our stuff.
Good for you. I can't multitask. So even giving the opportunity, I can't. I can't, okay. you know, like with my hands do the experiment and listen to what's going on in the meeting. I don't do that very well. So yeah. So good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Zoom meetings definitely good work will work for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. And right. Jean, why don't we see you recently? We haven't seen you for a while. What's up?
Oh, well, because at the time, I'm still out.
Are you doing overtime recently?
No, overtime? I mean, I'm just going out.
Oh,
so it's not
good, good for you.
Environment. Yes.
Happy summer. Mm-hmm. Very right. nice. Envious. Us old people, we stay home.
Yes.
All right. So, Jean, you have fun, okay? And remember to stay safe. It's still not very safe out. So, always sanitize and keep your mask on. Yeah.
No problem.
Definitely. Right, Jean. Thanks for sharing that with us. Fantastic stuff. Good seeing you, by the way. We missed you. Yes. Okay. Yeah,
thank you for inviting me.
You are welcome. Yes. Moving on to Jasmine. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello, guys.
Good evening, Jasmine. Yes. So, Jasmine, which phrase do you think you'll be using tomorrow? What would you like?
Oh, yeah. Can I have two ideas for
cool.
tell me more?
Tell me more. Something. Okay.
Okay. And you did a good job on something.
Okay. You did a great job or great job on something. Yes. So, you like to use them starting tomorrow. Tell me more about that. And you did a great job on something. And... Don't you use them enough in your meetings?
Okay.
Do you think you use them enough? You know, tell me more about that. Do you say that? Or don't
yes,
you say
I
it?
Say.
Oh, you do say that. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Great. And what about complimenting? Do you compliment people often?
No, but I, because now online courses are popular
yes.
in university, so yes. we always use online courses
mm-hmm.
By Google Meet or Zoom or
oh, yeah.
Teams.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So your Zoom meeting experience is more for studies, right? For,
yes.
With studies
about,
and stuff.
Yes, about study topic.
Mm-hmm. So it's not so serious like a meeting, right? So you want to keep the atmosphere light. Like everybody's friendly, everybody's nice, everybody's energetic. You know, nobody's falling asleep. Yes.
Yes. And we always talk some interesting topic.
Nice.
So everyone can share their experience.
Yes. Yes, yes. So what online courses are you taking, Jasmine?
I take for master courses.
Wow, you are doing your master's now?
Yes.
Master's in?
In physical education.
Physical education. Wow, that's a fantastic field to be in today.
So
physical education.
Well,
yeah.
not fall asleep.
Yeah, I definitely not. Yes. I used to work with a few physiotherapists myself, and they are very, very energetic people. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys are fantastic. So when will you graduate, Jasmine?
Yes.
When will you graduate?
When? Maybe 1 year later.
Oh, congratulations. It's coming soon. Yes.
Thank you.
A few more semesters.
I will try my best.
Good job there, Jasmine. Fantastic stuff. You know, always keep learning. Is it your passion, physical education, physiotherapy?
Yes, it's my passion. Ooh. And my favorite, because I'm interested in sports.
Oh, you're interested in sports.
Yes.
So what's your favorite sport?
My favorite is yoga or jogging or badminton.
Very, very energetic. Yes, just like my clients and my students who are physiotherapists. Super, super energetic. They're always out and about. Yes. You've definitely got the personality to do that, yes. So you will pass with flying colors. Don't you worry. Right, thank you very much, Jasmine. Great for sharing that with us.
Okay.
And good luck.
Okay,
yeah. Bye. And Caden, hello, Caden. How are you doing tonight, my man?
I'm great. How are you, John?
Nice. I'm doing great too, my man. So talk to me about your Zoom meeting experience. Good experience, bad experience?
To be honest, I don't have any Zoom experience before, so I cannot think of any.
Really? Not even with your like classmates? And don't you guys do that now? Like even with online education?
Normally we don't speak. I'm still a student, so I don't have any experience.
Okay. So, not that you don't have any experience, it's more like you don't need to speak.
Yeah,
in class. So, what about your professors? Do they roll call? Do they call your name and say, "Hey, Caden, you know, give me an idea here"? Like, you know,
not really.
No.
Yeah, because I study at night school. You know. Okay. So, yeah.
So what's that like? Studying in night school, doing online courses.
You know, most Taiwanese people think night school students do not study very hard.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what about day school? You know, day school kids, they don't study hard either. They go to department stores. So, I mean, yeah. I suppose you can't. That's just a stereotype. Yeah. But what is it like? I mean, what made you do night school?
What made me do?
Yeah, why don't you go to like a full-time day school and just get it over and done with?
At first, I want to make money, and I think I've done so many jobs.
Okay.
Such as being lifeguard or driving a forklift in the factory.
Cool.
And like house care, you went to old people's house and watch body for land and teach them how to.
Oh, that's a much needed job now. Yeah.
Yeah, 长照2.0.
Yes. Home care, caregivers home care. Yeah.
Yeah, and I realized if I don't improve my skill, I won't have a better life or the future I want. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, that goes. That doesn't only apply with you, Caden. It applies to all of us. Yes. Like, I'm serious about it. It's something it's continuing education. You gotta teach yourself. Or you got to go and receive continuing education. That's, you know, you got to keep learning. You got to keep on at it. Great stuff, Caden. Yes. So Zoom meeting phrases, which one do you think you starting tomorrow, like if you had the opportunity to unmute yourself and speak, what are the phrases you would probably want to use?
Oh, I'd like to choose. Tell me more about that.
Tell me more about that. Yes. Yeah. I'm sure your professor would love a student who's inquisitive, you know, a student who always asks questions. Yes, I was that guy in class back in college days. Yeah, I was that guy. So much so that I annoyed my professor, and my professor had to say, like, John, thank you very much. You know, let other people answer. So I was the one always sitting in front. I was too enthusiastic.
So what did you major when you were in the college?
I majored in human resource management. For my bachelor's and my post-grad, I majored in business management and marketing, dual degree.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I dabbled a little bit of everything. So I didn't, in terms of work experience, like, because my friends had, you know, back in South Africa, they all had part-time jobs. They, you know, they put themselves through education. Well, most of the Asian kids, we, you know, our parents paid for everything, sort of. And so I did all the odd jobs and the part-time jobs and everything just because I had to fill my time because all my friends were doing it. Yeah. And so I believe I talked about that a little bit, I think, last week in our vocab session. So, Kaden, you're welcome to go and listen to that episode. Angel and I, we talked in our vocab episode, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yes.
That was last week, right, Angel?
That was last week, yes.
Yeah, that was last week, I believe. Yes. I talked about that. And then I just had to fill in my time. And then I you know, all my friends, you know, I love them telling me of all their stories, you know, waitering, doing paint jobs. You know, they even had this high level clerk that got paid per word. Like if you type really fast, you can get paid per word. And then I remember one of my friends back in like first year college, he bought his own car from doing a job like that. And everybody wanted to replace him. Anyways, it was quite funny. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's similar. You know, Kaden, you have to explore and know what you want. And all these little odd jobs, they will help you determine what it is that you yearn for. You have like this deep, deep, deep passion for. And then once you figure that out, then you just go all in.
Sure. I appreciate that.
All right, Kaden. So you hang in there, buddy. Good job. Okay,
Thank you. Love to
hear from you more, man. So, CT, yes. CT, you're up next. What's up? You there?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, CT. How are you?
John. I always be the last one.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Yes, don't worry being the last. So, you have to summarize and end this for us really nicely, okay?
You're welcome.
Yes. So, the Zoom meeting experience. Do you have any Zoom meeting experience to share with us?
I believe Room meeting, whatever Room meeting or WebEx or Google Meet.
Yeah.
If you need to something to communicate with somebody, that is everybody's daily life, daily normal.
Oh yeah. Today, especially today. Last year, this time, not so much, but today, yeah.
Yeah. Normally, mm-hmm. I think, for example, our job is on the working level, so we always talk about the detail.
What detail?
Project detail.
Okay.
Maybe somebody, for example, issues detail.
Mm-hmm.
What things we need to do.
Yes. Yes.
So, otherwise, in because for example, we need to meet with top manager.
Yes.
Yeah. Officially, we don't have something like this official sentence. Yeah. So for example, just like the first one,
mm-hmm.
thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. So, okay.
Yeah, oh, it's good. I think you must be the participant.
Yes.
Yeah, you just need to join this meeting.
Yes.
So otherwise you are a customer or you are a consultant.
Yes.
So maybe we will say thanks for being here or thanks for joining here.
Nice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Show your appreciation very early on in the meeting. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank mm-hmm. you for your time.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. also a good phrase there. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So any other ones?
In working level, mm-hmm. I think we don't need to say this kind of sentence.
Oh, you mean you feel you don't need to say it too much.
Okay, what about with your meeting. Okay, thank you for your help.
Okay, what about for your team members? You know, do you say, "Oh, great job on something," and I appreciate something from you?
Yeah, often, always.
Okay.
I always say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Always they tell me about more about that, or please share the document for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And compliments, appreciations, super important, right?
Yes.
Among your team, because you know your teammates are your friends in a way, and you need to rely on each other. You don't want to make enemies out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because for our job and for our company, the science and the research data is very important for us.
Ah. Yes. I see.
So we always prepare a lot of research data and experiment.
Yes.
Yeah, data. Yeah.
Okay.
To share.
So you also have to communicate in your Zoom meetings a lot of numbers, I take it?
Yes.
Numbers and data and research that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's super cool.
We always need to analyze a lot of data.
From
a chart and a raw data.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's our daily life.
In English or mostly in Mandarin Chinese?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Sometimes internal meeting and sometimes external meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, external meeting always with foreigner.
Yes.
Yeah, and the customer.
I see.
Yeah, like American people and Japanese.
Oh, Americans and the Japanese. Mm-hmm. How good are the English of the Japanese people?
Not good.
Japanese English, right?
I think we communicate with Japanese. Don't use very wonderful and beautiful English.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep the English words simple and they will understand.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Keep the English understandable.
Okay.
Japanese. If you can say a little Japanese would be better.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Who doesn't love, you know, somebody to talk in their own language? You know, if they can speak Taiwanese to us, you know, we'd be happy. Like, hey, that's kind of cool. You know, or if they speak Hakka to you, that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But again, that's how languages are used, right? You use to create that closer connection to the person. Yeah. So same thing with all the American clients that you work with, you know, to a certain extent, they expect you to speak English, but you know, when you do say something interesting or like if you tell them an American joke, they would feel like, oh yeah, you know, CT is a cool guy. CT is kind of cool. You know, you get more closer to clients. Yeah. Fantastic stuff, CT. Thank you for sharing. That's really, really great. So you see, we've heard all the experiences from Sarah and CT and Jasmine and them, you know, compliments, right? And Angel too, you know. Angel also said, you know, love compliments, got to do that. And then show your appreciation. I appreciate that. You know, nobody hates a person who's always thankful, right? You know, you're so cute and lovely. Who would hate you, right? So thanks for being here. So these are the things you can keep using and you won't go wrong. I mean, who would dislike being thanked? Come on, right? So at the end of the day, guys, you know, you've heard all the stories and thanks to Sarah, Jean, Jasmine, Kaden, and CT for sharing all their interesting stories with us. And that just showed us, you see, in all sorts of situations, no matter what level you are on, you know, showing appreciation and keeping words like, I appreciate it, tell me more about that, thanks for being here. These are nice phrases that you can keep for yourself and use tomorrow and to build better connections with your team members, your supervisors, and your executive level managers. Build better relationship with them and make your Zoom meetings much more pleasant. And before you guys go, thank you very much for joining us, our 15 Minutes fam. That's it for today. And if you guys are still not subscribed to our podcast, please do subscribe to our podcast. And please leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And feel free to leave us a message as well, or a compliment if you have any. And other than that, please make sure you guys stay tuned to 15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室. Remember to stay tuned to this group. And that's all the time we have for you guys today. Thank you very much. That's it from my side, John. And to my right, Petty.
Yay.
Yes, and to Petty's right is Angel.
See you next Monday.
And we will see you guys next Monday, same time. Ciao. You guys have a great time.